a.m. in New York, 8 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 1 p.m. in Bangkok. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com. I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you make the most of life abroad, no matter where you are. Raise your hand if you're sick of thinking about what you want. You're ready to take action, but you don't know which direction to go. It's okay. I don't care if you're in your kitchen making coffee and you've got your hand raised and you're by yourself, or if you're in the car and you're driving, just keep one hand on the wheel. I know you're not alone. This episode wraps up a 4-part focus on connection, getting unstuck, purpose, and direction. And if you missed it, you'll want to go back to episodes 74 through 89 to catch up. Because it's like, aren't you just sick of thinking about it? And you are so ready to take action, but the only problem, it's like all revved up and no place to go. You don't know which direction, or you don't feel confident that the direction you're thinking is the right path. All right, so don't worry, I've got your back. And for this episode, it's special. You probably want to get to a space where you can write a few things down. So if you don't have pen and paper, or pull out your notes on your phone, or make a mental note, because this is the time to get focused on you. What I'm going to share with you in today's episode is based on the challenges I see every day in my work with clients, just like you. These are the real life strategies that clients apply so that they make real progress in their life. So you're thinking and thinking and thinking, and you're sick of it, and you are ready to take action, but you don't know which direction to go. Here's the thing. You don't know which direction because you're blocked. And by the end of this episode, you will learn 7 ways that you may be blocking yourself from taking action on what you really want and what to do about it. All right. So today is about making change. Pay attention to these 7 ways and listen to your reaction. Listen for the, oh, that's me. And then listen up for the strategies that will get you unstuck. All right, so we are going to get started. When you don't know which direction to go because you are blocking yourself in likely one of these 7 ways. Block number 1. You're not taking action because you don't know what you want. Ding, ding, ding. There's a few of you who are going, oh yeah, that's me. I've got block number 1. I even had a woman in one of my trainings where she said, Sunday, the thought of figuring out what I want is so overwhelming, I just ignore it. Right? So it feels easier to not know what you want or not learn how to know what you want than doing anything. So you're not taking action because you don't know what you want. Okay, this is you. Listen up. Here's how you do it. Now I'm going to tell you a quick story about me going to my physical therapist and what this really means for you. I went to my physical therapist and I was having neck problem, and she gave me these micro exercises, which is the equivalent of swallowing to strengthen your throat. And you might have heard me talk about this in other episodes. And I was frustrated. I was like, I don't want to do these micro exercises like swallowing. I want to do Pilates or go running. And she said, Sunday, if you can't do these small exercises, then how do you expect your entire neck and back to be strong? And it hit me. That's exactly what I asked my clients to do. You need to do the micro work in finding out what you want. And it's got to start out with the little stuff. So right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm holding a coffee cup that I chose from my cupboard, and it says, "Carry on, warrior." It's from a really good friend of mine who gave this to me after we sat through an attempted coup d'etat in Burkina Faso, and she sent it to me later. So I picked this out this morning, not because it was the easiest coffee cup to grab, but because it's the one that felt good. And that's the simplest thing I want you to do. I want you to practice your micro muscles of what you want by starting small. What do you want? What kind of coffee cup do you want? Do you want green tea or Earl Grey? Listen to your body by paying attention to those micro moments where you can decide what you want, because you're doing exactly the same thing my physical therapist asked me to do. You are waking up your body to learn what it wants. And there's going to be something. I had a choice this morning. It was the best big sister ever coffee cup from my dear brother. And it was the Carry On Warrior. And because based on what I have ahead of me today, I was like, we're going to Carry On Warrior cup today, because that's what I wanted. That felt like the motivating thing. It might feel banal to you, but I promise you, it's some of the most powerful strategies my clients report back to me. When you start small, do you want to wear the red or the blue today? Do you want that coffee cup or the other? What do you want for lunch, A or B? Not in your head, but in your body, right? So that is something that I can encourage you to do. If you are not taking action because you don't know what you want, practice with your micro wanting muscles, with the smallest things. Look at your, you know, the music on your iTunes. What music do you want? Don't just play the same thing over and over. Feel in your body what you want, and that will help you train the micro muscles. Sounds super simple, but it works. Okay, maybe you're not taking action because you have too many ideas and you're scared of choosing the wrong one. That is the different version of the same block. Right? So the problem with having too many ideas and you're scared of choosing the wrong one is that you haven't done enough of the work on figuring out what you want yet. Okay, so it's not that you have too many ideas, it's that you're not doing the work to filter out which one. Okay, and you're stuck. You're stuck in imagining a life that could be, but you're not actually out there experiencing it. You're stuck in imagining a life. Oh, I could do this. I'd like to do that. Well, get out and try it. What we know from research, you can hear from a podcast from The Hidden Brain from NPR. It's an episode called You 2.0, Decide Already. We know from the research that imagining the possibilities in your life is not a predictor of happiness. You actually have to get out there. So one of my clients, I was just talking to her. She said, I don't know what direction of teaching I want to go. I'm a substitute and, you know, I'm offered many classes all the time. I can't decide if I want to do, you know, early elementary, middle school, high school, etc. It's like, get out there and teach. Be a substitute in all of those and see which one feels right. Okay, talk to people who are doing it and see how happy they are. Learn about their challenges or try it for yourself. That's why in Switzerland, they have what's called a Schnuppertag, a day where you can go and they like sniff around and test out something. So whatever, all these ideas that you're overwhelmed by and you're scared you're going to choose the wrong one, what can you do from getting out of your head and start getting out there into life? Because that's why you're not taking action. And you're not going to know what you want until you get out there and start testing it. And then if we go back to the same thing. Your body will know. It'll say, yes, this is amazing. Or everything will go, no, thank you. So that's block number one. You're not taking action because you don't know what you want. You're not doing the micro work of listening to your body, what you want, or you're stuck and overwhelmed with too many ideas and you're in your head and you're not out there actually doing it. So if this sounds like you, it's okay. But now is the time to stop. Check out your coffee cup or teacup in the morning tomorrow And say to yourself, what's the one thing you can try out? Stop thinking and start doing. Block number two. You're not taking action because you're afraid. Who does that sound like? Some of you are going, I'm not afraid. Or you're the other group who says like, bingo, you got me. Both of you are probably in the same category, right? Because we end up not taking action because we're scared. We're staying small. We're worried people are going to judge us. We don't know if we make the right decision. If you have a brain in your skull, you probably are feeling fear because that's what our brain does. Right? I don't know if you've heard me talk about Ms. Amy G. Dalla. She is the one that whispers negative things to you, saying to stay small, stay safe. Amy G. Dalla is your amygdala, your fear center of your brain. And to be quite frank, our poor brain develops so slowly over evolution, it hasn't caught up with our everyday life, right? So it's, you know, Amy G. still thinks that there's going to be a saber-toothed tiger coming in to attack us. And the things that we're scared about are actually not life-threatening. So you need to get really clear on how you're holding yourself back. So if you want to remove this block because you're holding yourself back and that is actually something in your fear center firing off, I want you to take this quiz. Okay, be really honest with yourself. How many of the thoughts I'm going to list to you have you caught yourself thinking? Especially when you're considering you're taking action on that thing that you really want. Okay, so here we go. Number one, it will be difficult. Two, it'll take a long time. Three, I'm too old or I'm too young. Four, I'm not strong enough. Five, I'm not good enough. My guess is that you have said yes to at least one, if not all of these. And if you have said yes to all of them, you are not alone. Most people I talk to, when they're really honest with themselves, say that all five of these thoughts pass through their head when they think about doing what they really want. And these are ways we're holding ourselves back. So why do we talk about these things? Because you need to know your enemy. You need to know when this is holding you back. And I'll tell you my own story. My favorite lies that I tell myself, I've worked on for 10 years, and I've shared this before, is it will be difficult and it will take a long time. And mind you, those thoughts will still pop up, but I know that they're my enemy, so I do something different with them. So for example, I had a new thing that I just started, and before I did, I was like, oh, that's going to be difficult. That'll take a long time. So of course, my default was putting it off, you know, waiting until I had more space, et cetera, et cetera. And then I was like, no, sorry. This is Amy G. Dalla telling me it's going to be hard. It'll take a long time. I know that it's not serving me. So I gently told her to, I want to say it in Swiss German, halt die Klappe, to be quiet and recognizing maybe that's not true. Maybe it won't be difficult. Maybe it won't take a long time. And in fact, I started it and it was easy. It was actually fun and didn't take long at all. So there you go. So if you are ready to take action, but you don't know what direction to go and you believe these thoughts, like I'm not good enough, then you might go down a path that you don't need to. Perfect example. How many people here who are listening who have a second or a third master's degree or five certificates in something? I have a hunch if that's you, it's because you're believing the thought, I'm not good enough. And you feel like you need to get more qualified, more certified before you can start charging for what you do, for example. And you're, what you're actually doing is getting more and more and more and more instead of doing what you're already really good at. This is how we hold ourselves back because we're afraid that we're not good enough. We're afraid it'll be difficult. We're afraid that it'll take too long. And then we end up not taking action. And I want you to know you are not alone. I have a book recommendation. There's a book from Grace Bonney called In the Company of Women, Inspiration and Advice from Over 100 Makers, Artists, and Entrepreneurs. This is a fantastic book because it's story after story of successful individuals who share what works, what doesn't, but also the doubts that they felt and how they got over them. So if you are believing any of those thoughts that I mentioned, you might keep thinking them. But if you're like these women who have succeeded, you will recognize them, name your enemy, and have strategies to move around them. Because everyone has fears. It's what we choose to do with them that defines us. So there you have it. Block number two is that you are holding yourself back because you're afraid. And that fear comes in any flavor of thought that I shared with you today. And it's your choice to decide what you do with them. Block number three, you're not taking action because you're not yet crystal clear on where you want to go, right? So you're fired up, but you don't know the big plan. So this is where it's so important to create an end game. So what I did, I've done this in my business since 2013. I write an end game. And the end game is essentially where I want to go. I will be doing A for these people so that they can do B. I create just a quick paragraph of what I will be doing for whom so that they can achieve what. So what I'd like you to do, if you're stuck, write your own end game. And I was really, really excited to see that my end game had come true. 2 years after I wrote it, I was serving the geographic areas I mentioned. My reach was that far. I had the type of clients that I wanted because I knew where I wanted to go. And of course, my actions then lined up to get me there. Okay, so most of you have probably seen on the internet or from, you know, Oprah magazine, how people do vision boards. And some people think that if you do a vision board, you know, these magical things will happen and you don't have to do anything. But I don't believe that's true. But what you can do with a vision board is, you know, create a physical image of all the amazing things you'd love to see in your life in the next 3 to 5 years. This is in coaching what we call dream work. And this is sort of a visual magnet for you to remind yourself where you want to be in 3 to 5 years. And in the process of creating a board of images of where you want to be, you actually see for yourself what that looks like. So here's a guide, something that I got from Dr. Martha Beck. She's a New York Times bestselling author and has a PhD from Harvard, amazing life coach and one of my mentors. You can focus on 4 areas. If you're creating this vision board, and a vision board, again, just pick out images from magazines or on Pinterest, and they answer these 4 things. In 3 to 5 years, what do I see myself, or what do I want to see myself experiencing, having, doing, and who do I want to be loved by? Use those 4 areas as your guide as you whip through magazines and cut out things that you connect with or go on Pinterest, flap them up on a big board, and there you have the direction of where you want to go externalized. This dream of what you want to work toward right there in front of you, your end game, so that you can start taking action. And believe me, it works. I see it with my clients all the time. In fact, it's kind of creepy how it works because I had this situation where I put on my vision board a woman who was wearing something very specific that I really resonated with. And one day I walked downstairs and I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, I have that exact outfit on, but I wasn't conscious. And so sometimes it gets woo-woo and creepy, but who cares? That's like magic. It's lovely. Okay. So that's block number three. You're not taking action because you're not crystal clear on where you want to go. And now you have a strategy, how to get started, how to create that big end game in the next 3 to 5 years, what you'd like to do. All right. So far we've talked about how you're not taking action because one, you don't know what you want. Two, you're afraid. Or three, you don't know exactly where you want to go. So let's look at the fourth block. Block number four. You're not taking action because you don't have all of your questions answered. Right? How am I going to do that? What about that? How am I going to pay for that? Who's going to want that? If this sounds like you, listen up. Because the way to remove that block is to go into problem-solving mode. You get out of kind of victim mode, like, you know, oh, I can't do it because all these, you know, problems and it's too tough. And you need to step into problem solving mode where you simply ask yourself these questions. Where can I find out? Who can help me? Who knows what I know? If you are listening, you probably have a really great international community of people. And if you're living like a rotational expat life, you might even have a network of people who have a lot of influence and information, right? Because you're going all over the world, meeting leaders, people who are, you know, leading organizations. You're probably not tapping into the people that can help you. So you need to, if you're in this blocked mode where you have all these questions, step into problem-solving mode, empower yourself. Find out, where can you find out? Who can help me? Who knows what I know? And then ask. So let's say you've done the work, you've investigated, and now you're feeling overwhelmed because you have even more answers, you have more next steps. To stop the overwhelm, all you got to do is say, what is the right next step? So that will help you if you're not taking action because you don't have all your questions answered. Block number five. You're not taking action because you don't know how to get there. So let's say you do have the end game in mind, but you don't know how you're going to get there. And that's frustrating. It's like, I see it, I can taste it, but it's like you're a kid in on the other side of the window of the candy store. You're looking in, your mouth is watering, but you don't know how to open the door because you're too small. You can't reach the handle. So you don't have to know, but you do need to find someone who does. Find someone who's done it themselves. Maybe you want to start a portable business. We'll talk to people who are running successful portable businesses. Maybe you want to really be a better mother. Well, then talk to that awesome mom who has four kids and isn't super stressed out. Find someone who does. Or find someone who has an effective process that is proven to get you there. So if you're blocking yourself because you don't know how to get there, then find someone who has the process or who's been there themselves so you can trust in that instead of trying to figure it out all yourself. Because, you know, if for example, myself, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. And I share those with my clients because, hey, I don't want you to make the same mistakes if I've done that. They call it Lerngeld in German, the learning money that you pay. It's like, I've already paid that price. Don't you spend your learning money on that. Spend your learning money on something else. Okay, so if you want to find out the how, do the research, talk to people who've done it, and talk to the ones who have the process to get you there. Okay, but maybe DIY isn't for you, right? Maybe you don't want to do it yourself. Maybe you want someone who can lead you through the process. I know for me, I like to fast track my success. There's things I like to figure out on my own, but if someone who is an expert and can help me figure that out faster so I can do what I really want to do, I am on it. Okay. For most people, if you have an accountability partner, your likelihood of achieving that goal goes up to 65%. If you have an accountability partner who you meet regularly with, it goes up to 95%. Okay, so maybe you need to find a mentor, someone who's achieved what you want, a coach, a consultant, someone who is successful doing what you want to do, right? Why not? Why not fast track your success? Save yourself time and energy and headaches. That is how my clients get successful, when they find out they know what they want, but they don't know how to get there. So maybe you are different. Maybe you're in block 6. You're not taking action because you're stuck in overwhelm. Okay. If this is you, you know it, right? You can feel it in your chest. Maybe you're breathing like shallow. Oh, what am I going to do? Maybe you're feeling the heaviness on your shoulders, right? You're constantly thinking there's so much to do, right? So much to do, so little time. And honestly, the cure to overwhelm is to eliminate the problem. Not by not doing something, but by getting rid of the overwhelm. And that cure is planning. So when I'm overwhelmed, I know it's a sign I haven't done enough planning. Because once you have the plan and you see you actually can do it over, you know, X amount of time, then your stress goes down. So what you want to do is sit down. If you're in overwhelm, you have to block off 1 hour of your time and write everything on your mind. What are the things you need to get done, and plan them in your schedule? Of course, you're going to have to prioritize, but this is the only way you can get out of overwhelm. If you want some more help, you can look at my article on how to eat an elephant. If you Google how to eat an elephant with the name Sunday Bean, you'll find it. You just take one bite at a time. It is essentially the shift of going from being reactive to proactive. And if you are an accompanying spouse, and basically the role that people put an accompanying spouse in is to be reactive, wait for the container, you know, wait for the application that the school says that you can go, wait for the date that they say yes, wait for the country that you've been assigned, that you might have been trained to be reactive. But if you want to start doing what you want, it's time to shift into proactive. And most important, when you are battling overwhelm, you've started to plan, you start to take action, I want you to celebrate your progress, because it's so easy to look at what you have yet to achieve and forget to look back and see what you've done already. So now we've looked how you might not be taking action because you don't have all your questions answered, you don't know how to get there, or you're stuck in overwhelm. Now for the 7th and final way you are blocking yourself. You're not taking action because you don't believe that you have what it takes to make the journey. You don't believe that you have what it takes to make the journey. Your confidence has taken a hit. Right? Somewhere along the way, after years of living abroad, maybe trying to learn a new language, adapt to new cultures, maybe, you know, reinventing yourself every 2 to 4 years, you stop believing in yourself. You forget that you actually do have skills and talents, even though they're not fully utilized right now. So here's what you need to do. I want you to sit down and make a list of all of your skills and talents, tangible and intangible, soft skills and hard skills. Next, I want you to name a time when you went through a really big challenge and write down how you did it. What was it that you did that got you through? Those are other skills and abilities to show that you're a total badass, but you've forgotten that. And the third step, which my clients find the most helpful, is you ask three trusted friends to look at the list and add to it. I guarantee you, they will add a significant amount of things that you're not already seeing. Of all the blocks that I've talked to you about today, this is the one that has the deepest impact. If you don't believe you have what it takes to make the journey, you're not going to take the first step. So if this sounds like you, do this work, because there's so much talent hidden inside of you that is not being shared. And when you share that, your life will skyrocket in purpose and meaning. So there you have it. 7 ways that you may be blocking yourself from setting off in a direction to help you get what you want, to create the life you want, that you've been craving. So let's look at the 7 blocks. And if you have more than one of them, don't shame yourself. That's okay. It just means that you are human. You're not taking action because, 1, you don't know what you want. 2, you're afraid. 3, you don't know where you want to go. 4, you don't have all your questions answered. 5, you don't know how to get there. 6, you're stuck in overwhelm. And 7, you don't believe that you have what it takes to make the journey. So I have a special surprise for you. If you've been listening for this, I want you to know that I've prepared a free guide to help you do the work on this on your own. So go to my blog or the show notes and you can download the free guide, which will help you go step by step all the questions I asked you today. Remember, don't beat yourself up if you've identified one or more of these blocks. Instead, I want you to celebrate that you've identified a way that you're stopping yourself from taking action, from creating a direction. We say we don't know which direction that you want to go, but what you're really saying is that you're questioning yourself, your choices, your ability to identify what you want, and that you have to have a plan to make it happen. So if you're stuck on direction, it simply means you've got work to do. And that when you do it, the direction will become clear and the resolve to set off in that direction will be steadfast. So go ahead, grab the guide and get going. So let's talk about next steps. For some of you who've been listening today, you have got what you came for. You are ready to implement something really specific in your life that you've been missing. And I want you to give yourself an assignment to take action and do that this week. And then I want you to email me and let me know what that is, because I love hearing what are people's main takeaways. Email me at sunday@sundaybean.com, or you can message me at my business Facebook page. Okay, let's celebrate that you've found what you need and you're ready to take action. I will help you stay accountable to make sure that you actually did it. But there's some others out there that you're listening and you know you need more. And you can feel it in your gut. You are hungry to make some big changes in your life. And you are ready to show up. But you know that you won't do it unless you have someone by your side. And by now, you might have heard that Year of Transformation is open. And that is exactly what Year of Transformation does for you. If you are wondering what's Year of Transformation, you can go to my website, sundaybean.com/year-of-transformation and find out more. This is a step-by-step, year-long program that enables you to get crystal clear about what you want and create the direction to create it in your life. So your next step is to hop on a call with me so you can get off the sidelines of your life. And signing up to chat does not obligate you to work with me in any way, right? So you have nothing to lose. You can find the links in the show notes or the blog for a free call. But do this now, because at the time that I'm recording this, there are only a few spots left for Year of Transformation. Of course, if you have any questions, email me or tag me on my Facebook page, because I want to hear from you. I don't want you to be feeling blocked in the same way this time next year, right? So it is time to stop thinking, get ready to act, and set your direction. You have been listening to Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. I will leave you with the words of Naeem Calloway. Sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life.